And you're very welcome back to this mini episode of the SEAI's 180 Degrees podcast. I'm Sinead Ryan, your host, and I am joined by Margie McCarthy, Director of Research and Policy Insights with the SEAI, for this quick fire round of your questions that have come in on this issue of energy in Ireland. Margie, let's start with the big one. Who and what are the largest greenhouse gas emitters in Ireland?
Okay, so the biggest emitter is the agriculture sector. That's responsible for about 38% of all the emissions in the country. And that's largely down to the fact that we have 13 million animals between cows and sheep for our population. So essentially, that's almost 2 to 2.5 animals for every one person in the country. So that's a lot of gut gas being released into the air and a lot of fertilizer being used to feed them. So that's largely what's responsible there. And then you turn to the energy emissions. So that's about 60% of our emissions. So the next is transport. That's about a fifth of our emissions. And that's largely down to the over 3 million cars and vans that we have on the roads. So that's personal vehicles, mostly, unfortunately, fueled through diesel and petrol. So large emissions coming from those. And then next is our electricity. So electricity is one of our success stories, however, because it's about 40% renewable already. So whilst it's a big emitter, our trajectory is to have about 80% renewable electricity by 2030. So that story will hopefully be changing very shortly.
And is that evenly split, you know, between like domestic use and business use? Is it a bit of everything?
In the electricity side, there's quite a split. I suppose when you look at the growth in the sector over recent times, it's been largely due to commercial and information communications technology. So what people will often identify as data centres, that's been in the headlines quite a bit. So we have experienced quite a bit of growth in data centres, and that is projected to continue out to 2030.
Okay, and that leads me neatly then into the next question which has come in, which is about what use by individuals ourselves uses up the most energy. So I guess we're talking here about appliances in the home.
Yeah. So what's really important here is when you look at the whole pie of demand, our actual personal choices. So the way in which we move about in cars and the way we heat our homes and the electricity we use in our homes is responsible for about 45% of the emissions. So while it's really important that structures are in place from a government and industry and business perspective, it's also really important that we as individuals are making the right decisions. So if we can walk, walk. If we can cycle, cycle. Use buses. Cars should be our last choice. And if it has to be a choice, hopefully you can start looking or start to plan to own an EV if that's an absolute choice for you.
Okay.
Similarly in your homes.
Now, there was a significant energy demand drop during COVID. Maybe not the electricity used for Zoom and Teams and WhatsApp, but we've rebounded back in almost every single sector to pre-COVID levels, more or less. What do you think we could carry over from that period into our day-to-day habits that would actually make meaningful change? You know, I'm talking about industry as well as individuals.
Yeah, so I don't think any of us have to shake our heads too hard to remember what it felt like being restricted to 2 kilometres to your home. So the year of 2020 had massive impact on our emissions. We were essentially kept home from school, from work, unless you were an essential worker. And that meant that our transport emissions reduced quite a bit. However, we didn't reduce it as much as we had thought because we still had large vehicles keeping food stocked and medicines around. And then what we had is a drop in heat in our and electricity in businesses and offices, but an increase in homes. So there was a compensatory measure there. What's important, I suppose, though, is what we can see is decisions around our personal vehicle use really do impact on our emissions. And so, well, it's a real shame to see that we're right back up, as you said, to our pre-COVID level emissions from cars and vans. There are choices that we could make to not do that. Then the second piece is around heat in our homes. There are things. For example, COVID was one impact. Last year was another. We had the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the energy prices soaring. And we saw people, okay, it was a warmer year and that had an impact on our demand, but we saw significant decreases in our heat demand last year. Mm. And that was somewhat down to the choices people were making to reduce their demand in their homes and make it more efficient.
And reduce the cost that these things were costing. So maybe there was a little nudging going on there as well. All right. And then finally, Margie, based on our current CO2 emissions output, where does that lead us in terms of our 2030 goals? We're 2024, so we've got five years to go.
Yeah, so our Energy in Ireland report tells us how we're doing today. In SEAI, we also have modelling capacity and we also produce on an annual basis our national energy projections. And essentially what that's telling you is, based on how we're doing today and all of the government policies and measures and actions that are happening, it's modelled and it tells us how we're going to do in 2030 against the targets that we've set for ourselves, whether they're the carbon budgets or sectoral ceilings. At the moment, we are not going to achieve our target by 2030 in the energy sphere. Even though we have significant, unprecedented ambition, really, in terms of some of the energy actions in there, whether it's wind and solar deployment, district heating playing its part.
Do we know how far short we'll fall?
It depends on which sector you look at. And certainly what we are saying is the most important thing is that we have early corrective action. The earlier that we can start to accelerate deployment and decisions around getting, you know, heat pumps into people's homes, that's so critically important for what we have to do. The sooner we can do that, the bigger it'll play its part in helping us to achieve our targets by 2030.
And on that note, that is the end of our mini episode of Energy in Ireland, which of course is part of the wider 180 Degrees podcast series from SEAI. You can listen back to the fuller episode with Margie and her colleague Dr. Lee Carroll, which is available now to download. And of course, if you subscribe and like all of those podcasts, you won't miss any of them. And we will see you next time on 180 Degrees.